all affirmative. I used to live in the city up by I-75, little town called Bridgeport, right on the highway I lived. And when I got out of school, I rented an apartment. Lived there for 12 years, and the place I was living at got bought out by a new owner. And the first thing they did was double the rent. So I decided that I didn't like living there to begin with because it was violence prone. And living on the side of a highway is noisy, 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 but when you're young, you're stupid. And I didn't realize that the reason I didn't sleep good at night was because of the gunshots going off and all the trucks going by and the windows rattling. And when they doubled the rent, I decided to move. So I got a map out and circled the area where I wanted to live at. And I wanted to go into the country. So I'd get out of work and go for a ride and go up and down roads with a plat book that showed you who owned the land and how much property they had. And if I found a stand of woods that I was interested in, I would call them up or get a hold of them. But I live back in the woods, and I'm a nature lover. And the deer go up and down the driveway. I used to harvest deer here for food, but I have friends that are hunters, and I don't hunt anymore with my vision being the way it is. And my buddy just got back from Wyoming. He had shot a elk, so I've been eating elk steak and antelope and venison. So that goes on the grill when I have a dinner. And I grill out all year. Probably 4 times a week the grill's fired up to do some kind of wild game or even a ribeye steak. I like beef. And a ribeye steak is one of the better things I enjoy. That with the grilled vegetables or shish kebab, whatever you're doing, but not sure where I was going with the conversation, but living in the country got me out of the city, and it slowed me down and made me appreciate peace and quiet, was my point, I guess, N-A-T-V-E.